Well, there you go. That is the song that our next guest will be pounding out on Saturday night at about 8:30, if in fact his beloved Bulldogs get up. We've been counting down, the days until the grand final. It's one sleep to go, and we had to get our number one man on. There was no question. It was always going to be the great Douglas Hawkins, and he joins us. Dougie, how are you feeling, my friend?
Gazza, how are you, Tim? How are you, Hutto? How are you, boys?
Good, Dougie.
Gaz, I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm pretty relaxed. We did it 5 years ago. The pressure is off. And, Gaz, the pressure goes on to the demons now.
I like it, Dougie. No, I like it.
No, it does. I mean, you guys are now in the situation we were in 2016. You don't, you know, you're hoping and you're waiting and you're hoping and you're waiting. We did it. We've done it. We succeeded. And we're going to do it again. So, you know.
You know what? To me, you sound very relaxed. You sound to me like you're just smoking the pipe almost.
Yes. I'm in the backyard, mate. I've just chilled out. And, you know, on a serious note, Tim, you know, you blokes know what it's like trying to get into one's hard enough and then to win one. And then for our club to have, you know, two opportunities in 5 years is fantastic. And, hey, Gaz, I'd love to be over there handing that cup over there with you.
I tell you what, Dougie, if the grand final had been in Melbourne, you would have had a big 2 weeks, too, coming
in. Oh,
you would have been filling your pockets.
You know what, Tim? Gaz, the little mousey from Mouse Promotions rang me. He said, this has cost you 30 to 50 laughs. I said, he's looking after Gaz over there. He said, I think I'm trying to line his pockets. He
said, Dougie, have you got?
Apparently not.
Normally at this time of the year, you'd be trotting out some new material. I hear you've been working on some new Braybrook stuff, have you?
Well, Tim, our great mate Sam Kekovich rang me on Wednesday after the earthquake, and Kekka said the earthquake went through Braybrook and did $10 million worth of improvements to the joint.
See, this is the sort of stuff that the world's missing out on without having Dougie on the circuit right now.
Kekka said it's $10 million worth of improvements to the joint.
Hey,
what a rat.
Where were you when the earthquake went through the other day?
Well, Tim, I was sitting down with young Ricky. We were having brekkie together down in the main street in Lola's Cafe, down on the corner there. And we're sitting there together eating our eggs and sausages there. And the table started to rattle. And Ricky said, hey, Dad, stop kicking the table. I said, how about you stop kicking the table? He said, I'm not. I said, I'm not either. I said, son, look at the lights. They're swinging. They're swinging around everywhere. And then I looked at the lady, Jen, behind the counter. She'd gone white and got her hands in the air. And then we realised that we thought a truck had hit the building. We thought a truck or a bomb had gone off. And when we both walked outside, boys, the footpath was still moving. It was really moving. And I looked at Ricky. I said, mate, you feel all right? I felt a little bit dizzy in the head. I didn't feel very well. And he was in the same boat. It lasted probably 50 seconds to a minute.
Yep.
Geez, it was pretty scary, wasn't it?
You got motion sickness. What about your skateboard? What about when you got outside? Was your skateboard still there?
No, it's not bricks, Tim.
Hey, Douglas, tell me about this game. I want to talk to you about the grand final.
Yeah, Gaz.
Where are your boys going to win it, you think?
Well, Gaz, it's going to get down to Stephen Martin, Gaz. I reckon Maxie Gaunt 2 weeks ago against Geelong was outstanding. You know, great leadership, captain. I think he kicked 5 goals. I don't think he'll do that again. But we've got to be very careful when he does go forward. Stephen Martin, as we know, has only played that game against Port Adelaide, and I thought he was terrific. I thought he was fantastic. I think the big ruckman was Lycott or Lycett. Anyway, I reckon he really served it up to him, and I just thought he was really good. And the beauty with Martin for that, he's got that week off now. And what will probably happen there, boys, I think that Bevo is coached the best I think he's ever coached. He's coaching very, very well at the moment. I reckon English, you know, say about the 15, 16-minute mark, I reckon Martin will have a breather. English will come into the ruck. And I just think that is going to be one of the As we all know, both midfields are fantastic. I think Bontempelli's the best player in the competition. That's only my opinion. And of course, you've got McRae, the boy Smith. And then, you know, and then you go Liberatore, the list of Treloar, Dunkley, the list goes on. And then Melbourne, Petrarca, Oliver, Viney. I mean, midfields are very even. And the other big matchup, boys, is going to be Josh Sackey. He did a great job in Alira at Port Adelaide 2 weeks ago when he played at centre-half forward, but played that defensive role on Alira. He'll go to Jake Lever. He'll go to Lever, and he'll do that, well, hopefully for the Bulldogs people, boys. He'll do the same job. He'll play a defensive role at centre-half forward. And with Norton and English playing deep in their forward line, the young boy Waitman comes back in. He's got a few tricks. He's pretty clever. I just think that we can win it with those two. Sackey and Martin stands up.
So, so Doug,
you have to get Doug off. I'm starting to feel we can't get there. Very nice summation.
We know, Dougie, you would have won the Norm Smith if you'd played in a grand final. So who wins it, do you think?
Well, Tim, I know the D's. I know the D's are going to have a crack at Bailey Smith. They're going to have a real good crack at him. But that kid's going to love it. The kid's playing great footy. He's only 20, I reckon he is. And he just seems to be playing like a 27-year-old veteran, 28-year-old veteran. And I think this kid's going to step up and be our Norm Smith medalist. And I just got this gut feeling that, again, boys, I think the Dogs have got 8 or 9 players from that 2016 premiership. They've been on the big dance. They've done it. The D's haven't got, I don't think, Gaz, haven't got a premiership player that's right in that side.
Yep, that's
so
right.
I just think it can hold him in good stead. But in saying that, the Dogs didn't have it in 2016 and they went and got the job done. So here I go, here I say. So, but I just think the 9 players that have played, boys, it's just going to be, it's going to hold him in real good stead come Saturday night in Perth.
How are you going to spend the afternoon?
Yeah, what's Rail Dale's got sorted? She got some food sorted for you, a few coldies?
She's got the pure blondes there in 2 Weskies left and right side. So I'm both-handed, like I was both feet when I kicked the ball.
Both sides of the body.
Both sides. So I'm happy to rotate my hands. And then I'll rotate my hands, she'll cook up a bit of a peach there maybe for me and a couple of hot dogs.
Party pies.
And party pies and all that, boys. I know you're going to get rid of me shortly. I just want to say, Timmy and Gaz, yep, and Hutto and all your listeners on SEN, the great Jack Elliott, what a great man he was. Fantastic fella. I met him on a fair few occasions. To have a beer with him was just amazing. The storytelling, he entertained you. What you see is what you get. This bloke was a phoenix and true Australian. And what a great man, Jack Elliott. Rest in peace, brother.
Yeah. Did you ever do a couple of sport? Did you do a sporty with him, Dougie, ever?
I did a few of him, Timmy. I'll never forget it, Tim. In 97, when the footy show was flying, it was at the Hyde or something. It was Carlton was playing Hawthorne, I reckon. And I was up on the stage with a panel of about 6 or 7. And we went through our tips. And I tipped Hawthorne to beat him in 97. And this bread roll hit me in the head. He threw a bread roll from the table. Jack said, you don't tip them at every my club. This is my show, Dougie. He hit a bread roll, hit me in the head.
Good on you, Dougie. Hey, yeah, well said. And good luck, mate. I'm saying good luck to you. Dougie. And may the best team luck, win, yeah. But it's magnificent. We're always going to talk to you with one sleep to go. The number one man there. So have a great day, and we'll talk again soon.
Good on you, guys. Tim, good on you. Hello, good on you, boys.
See you, Dougie.
Dougie Hawkins here for Build Exact. Register for a free Build Exact demo. Get the $50 Dan Murphy's gift card. Head to buildexact.com.au. I hadn't heard that one. He has the Esky on the left and the right.
Both sides of the body.
Both sides of the body.